We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on. Francesa on the Fan will come your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Interesting sports day yesterday. I was very much into the golf yesterday, watching, as I'm watching it right now. My man John Rahm right now is on the 17th, the Island Green there at Sawgrass, watching Sergio Garcia get a hole-in-one. I'll get into that a little bit later on as well. But the Spurs last night, and we'll get to the Yankees in a second. The Spurs last night to me, bro, not that I've been paying a ton of attention to this point to the NBA playoffs, because I really have not been that much. I'll start when now we get into the conference finals. But what they did last night to Houston, in Houston, without Kawhi Leonard and without Tony Parker, to beat them by 40 points and wrap this series up, that's unbelievable. I mean, that really is unbelievable.
You know, maybe I'm being too reactionary because that game stunned me. You know, we were joking before. I really genuinely thought the Rockets were going to win this series easily. And that was before Kawhi got hurt, and that was before Parker got hurt. So I couldn't have been more wrong. I really thought the San Antonio Spurs were going to be unable to slow down this high-octane offense. And not only did they slow down James Harden, they made him impotent last night. I mean, they made him an absolute non-factor. But as I'm watching this destruction last night, I understand you could count titles. You can go by titles. You can go by whatever you want. I think Greg Popovich may be the greatest coach I've ever seen in the NBA. Yeah. I think he may have passed
Phil. He's up there.
I think he may have passed Phil. Because that coaching job, because remember how this series started, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
The Rockets destroyed him in game one.
Right.
They destroyed them.
Right.
They went into San Antonio, and it looked like the Spurs didn't belong on the same court with them. And the Spurs and Greg Popovich have made the proper adjustments in this series to not only win it in six, not only do it without their point guard, not only do it without Kawhi Leonard, but absolutely embarrass the Houston Rockets in their own building in a game six. And they're going to lose to the Warriors, though I guess we shouldn't underestimate them after what they just did. But they're likely to lose to the Warriors. But I think the coaching job by Greg Popovich is all time.
Well, look, we talked about it off the air a little bit. I mean, the guy's got five championships. There's not a lot of NBA coaches over the years that got five. I mean, Phil's got 11. Red Auerbach has 9. Riley, I believe, has 5. 4 with the Lakers, 1 with Miami. Popovich has 5. I think that's it. Is there anybody else that's got that even close to 5 championships besides those guys? So he's on a very short list to begin with.
And you know,
am I missing a guy? I'm trying to think if I'm missing anybody
The titles are very impressive, and that's certainly one of the most important ways you judge a coach or even a player and all that. But to me, it's the consistency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. 20 years. They've been 20 years. They've been a model franchise in the sport.
And, Joe, look at this transition they're going through.
It's amazing.
Tim Duncan was a shell of his former self, then retires.
Yep.
Manu Ginobili still will make a big play like we saw in Game 5, the block on Harden, but he's not the same guy.
Yep.
Parker's not the same guy. They acquired Kawhi Leonard. I think it was a draft night trade for George Hill. Not bad. Not a bad move.
You think?
From the Indiana Pacers. Pacers should regret that one.
Yeah, well.
They haven't added a lot of free agents, but they have recently. The LaMarcus Aldridge, the Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol, yep.
And in a way, without ever missing a beat, without ever winning less than 50 games, they kind of transitioned. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is remarkable what this team has accomplished. And last night was an exclamation point on what Greg Popovich can do as a head coach.
He's unbelievable. No, look, bro, there's no question. I just named the guys. I mean, this guy is on a short list of one of the greatest coaches of all time. You want to say he is? He's in the conversation.
Last night was
there's no question about it.
Last night was the first night where I said to myself, I think he's better than Phil. And I've always been a big supporter of Phil, the head coach, because one of the excuses people use against him, the negatives, is, well, he had Michael, he had Kobe.
And Shaq.
And my comeback always is, what did those guys win before Phil? And the answer is they didn't win anything.
Right, right.
So Phil deserves a lot of credit, and 11 championships is just insane. But with Popovich, it's more than just the amount of titles he's won. That exhibition last night is right up there. I mean, it's right up there. And look, there's also a lot of negative attached to it if you're James Harden and Mike D'Antoni, because I think they sort of ruined a really good season. I think they ruined what may have been an MVP year. Probably not. It'll be Russ. May have ruined a coach of the year kind of season by Mike D'Antoni for the way they lost this series. If you would have said they're going to lose in six, you'd have been like, oh, okay. But the way they lost in six, they blow them out in game one. The Spurs are riddled by injuries. James Harden is a no-show in game six, and they get embarrassed in their own building?
Amazing.
I think they've ruined everything they accomplished this season.
Well, you know, that may be so. But I think it's all about the Spurs, though, man. I think it's just amazing what they've been able to do. They have been a model, like I said, maybe, I mean, look, we look at the Patriots, obviously, in football. You and I always talk about the Cardinals, what they've been over the years, or the last couple of years, not so great the last couple of years, but whatever. Cardinals always seem to be there. But the San Antonio Spurs, for the last 20 years, what they have been able to accomplish in the NBA, it's unbelievable.
In an era,
is unbelievable.
In an era of super teams,
yep, yep,
in an era
yep,
of
yep,
bringing in all these guys,
yep, yep,
they have managed to completely retool their roster without skipping a beat. They yep, did add free
agents. In a
agents,
lot of ways, they are a lot like the Patriots in that, like, you know, we talk about, you know, well, here they win last night. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. They don't have Tony Parker. They've transitioned, you know, it was David Robinson, and it was David Robinson and Tim Duncan, and Robinson's gone, and Duncan, and then now here comes Parker. Here comes Ginobili. Now they transition into Kawhi Leonard, and, you know, Aldridge has his game last night. I mean, there is a lot of similarities between
oh, yeah,
them and New England.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
I think there's a few differences, like America hates the Patriots.
Well,
and America doesn't really care about the Spurs.
Yes, the Spurs are not a sexy team.
Yeah, they're not.
The Spurs
loved,
are not a sex. There's no great sex appeal with the Spurs.
Right. So they're not even hated,
yes,
or loved.
Right.
They're just kind of
right,
there.
Right, right.
And I think the other thing
they
is,
they are respected, though.
You have to. I mean, look.
They're respected.
We have this in common. We both lost to this team in an
yes,
NBA final.
And we did.
And I think we both walked away saying, hey,
yeah,
they're great.
Your team gave more than mine did.
Well,
but still.
Yeah, we had a fourth quarter lead in the game six. No doubt about it. One difference, though, one of the other differences between the Spurs and the Patriots, and this is not a shot at the Patriots, though I'm sure Alan Paramus will take it this way, Bill has had Tom Brady.
Right, right. Right.
Who is the Tom Brady?
No. Well,
it used
really
to be
isn't.
Tim Duncan. It's not anymore.
There is no Tom Brady.
There is no Tom Brady.
Yeah.
They've transitioned.
Now,
from,
with that said, now they still have not won one of these titles without Duncan
that
yet.
That is fair. That is
they
fair.
They have not won the title without Duncan yet.
You're right.
Okay,
you're right.
So, you know, we got to keep that in mind as we go forward. But still, there's so many similarities between these two franchises.
Really is. And I think, you know, you mentioned it during Recco's update that the Spurs will win a game in this series against
Golden
State.
I think they will.
And maybe they will.
Maybe more than that. They may. Because you talk about playing with house money. You got Popovich now playing with house money in San
Antonio. But they need these guys healthy. It's one thing.
They
got to get these guys healthy.
They're not beating them without Kawhi Leonard. And look, Parker's done anyway. He's not playing at all, right? He's finished.
Doesn't look good for Tony Parker right now.
Right.
And Kawhi Leonard has that ankle issue. Kawhi was saying he was going to play, but it's one thing for him to say it, and Popovich for let him to do it. And I'll tell you, when Greg Popovich pulled him in game five in overtime, I think Pop was saying, yeah, you're Kawhi, and you want to play, but you can't play. You're not going to be effective out there.
Right.
And there's very few coaches that I think would be able to do that with a superstar player like that.
But I mean, to win this game last night by 40, I mean, to me, it is my... To win a game like that, they held them to 75 points. What did it score? Was it 120, 75?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, to do that to this team, and he just destroyed him in the fourth quarter. The third quarter, fourth quarter.
They made it worse. The Rockets gave up. They were beaten.
I mean,
Harden was such a dog last night.
I mean,
and look, in fairness to Harden, because I heard Carton say this, and it's just BS. This is why Harden's not the MVP. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well,
it's a regular season award.
Right.
I don't think, even though it ruins your feeling, this should not, and
no,
it won't because
no,
the votes are already in.
No, no, no.
It shouldn't ruin your view of him as an MVP candidate.
No, definitely not.
And there's no doubt about that.
Definitely not.
But he was James Harden was 2-for-11. And I don't know what's more stunning, the fact that he was 2-for-11 or the fact he only took 11 shots.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. How many shots did he even take early in this game?
Yep. Yeah.
There were two other guys that scored more points than James Harden last night.
By the way, his Sergio's hole in one. I'm just looking at this again from yesterday.
Marveling at that magic.
Yes, I am.
That's incredible.
One bouncing in, and it just kind of rolled around. And he wasn't even playing that well. He was three over par when he made that ace, and now he's one over. So he's, John Rahm now is the leader. I don't know if he's six shots back, seven shots back, but that was unbelievable yesterday. Anyway, I'm sorry, I digress. Let's get back to the Spurs.
One other thing. Jonathan Simmons, who was
a member.
Oh, he was in that. He was in the summer league.
He had like 18 points yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't even know who this guy is.
Well, Simmons was
he gets these guys off the street, and they go out there and they get it done for them.
Yeah. Simmons was in net a couple of years ago. He gives you this all-world performance, especially defensively. I mean, forget about the 18 points. That's great.
Right.
8 for 12 from the field. Forget about that. Defensively, the guy was marvelous. He made the adjustment. Remember, Murray was starting initially. He comes off the bench. He actually produced a little bit last night. It was remarkable what this team's able to accomplish. But
Amazing.
It should not ruin Harden's chances at an MVP.
It has nothing to do with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.